Before we get into anything basketball related, seeing it's the end of the year right now, I've had a week, and I know everybody deals with shit. Everybody's dealing with this. Everybody's dealing with that. But you know what? I just want to throw it out there so we all know everybody's dealing with something. So I thought, how do I explain this? So you know what I'm going to do? Raptors are in Miami right now, so let's give it a Miami vibe. Some salsa and merengue. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to sing my week. Well, no better way to get it all out than to sing this shit. So here you go. This is for you. Here's my week. 3, 2, 1. First, my roof breaks, so I call somebody to come and fix it. And next, oh no, here goes my fridge. So I call another person to bring me Freon. Oh, and then guess what happens? I go to sleep last night, I take off my Apple Watch, and that breaks too. What are we?
Hey.
Ay, ay, ay. This is another episode of the Sports Ethos Toronto Raptor Podcast, and this is the last one of the year. The Raptors finished it off in Miami, or as one of my friends says, Miami. I'm Al Hooper, H-O-O-P-O. That's A-Rod over there. That's Max P over there. You better pay me. And together we form, and together we dominate. And let's go. What's up, boys?
What's up?
Yes.
What's up?
Yes.
There goes my roof. There goes my fridge. And there goes my watch. Just like that.
And there goes another Raptor season.
Yes. Well, it ended today at, 3 o'clock, 3:30 yeah. Eastern time. They ended it in Miami, the last two games in Miami. And, Raptors played Friday and Raptors played today. So there was a back-to-back with Miami. Raptors on Friday, it was 103 to Heat 125. And today it was Raptors 103 to Heat 118. So, boom. You pretty much called today, Rod, in the last episode. You're like, let me lay it out for you. You pretty much laid it out. Tyler Hero, you said Tyler was going to get 35 in the first one. He got, I think, 25. Anyways.
Yeah, a little bit off there for sure.
But what's your vibe?
I figured they were going to smash. I mean, yeah. Fade. That's my word, man. Fade. Because I didn't watch them. I didn't care. I knew what was going down. Like, I'm not even going to lie, man. Why lie about it? You know, honesty is the best policy, man.
I'm not going to lie either. I didn't watch these games either.
I mean, listen, man. Why spend my weekend misery when I know what's going to happen?
I was already in misery.
Like,
again.
You know, it's the end of the year. I'd rather watch, like, something that's got a little bit of something on the line, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
See how the standings go and shake out. Yeah, I mean, listen, end of the season's always a little bit wonky, a little wacky, but some games are real wonky. Predictable, and the Raptors just fell right into that mold. Mm-hmm. They just knew two losses were coming. They didn't give a shit, so why should we?
Yeah. What about you, Max? What's your vibe with the Raptors losing the last two in Miami?
Hasta la vista, hey.
See you later, eh?
Oh, let's man. Yeah, I was just watching the ticker while I was watching another game, you know, because I definitely wasn't watching no Raptors game.
That's how I feel.
So how did you watch the last Raptors game? On the ticker.
On the ticker, you know, and I seen we were getting wiped out, and then right near the end, they kind of had a little spurt. Maybe when Miami put up the white flag, we kind of closed the gap just a little bit, but other than that, it's just regular, simple and plain, ordinary tanking kind of game in a tanking kind of season.
Yeah.
Did anybody get hurt?
No.
Hey, we win.
Yeah, nobody got in. What'd you say? Indictments? No more indictments.
Nobody got indicted. Well, even though Jonte might get the death penalty when it comes to the NBA.
Oof, he might. He might get the chair. Yeah, the Adam Silver chair. But we'll see. Well, you know what? What were we gonna say, Ira?
I was just going. Yeah, I guess so, man. I mean, shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what happens when you let this gambling thing run wild, man.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff, man.
I don't really have anything to add to that except that I'm just glad it's over. I'm just glad it's over and we can move on, right? But
the tank, and then get the embarrassment of that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, yeah. Why do we always get? We're famous for the 81. We're famous for the guy who bet on himself. Like, we're famous for some really nasty stuff out here, man.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? That is gonna go down. The guy who bet on himself and got caught. Yeah, I don't like that. But I don't have anything to add to that except, like I said, I'm just glad it's over. What I do want to do before we get into the next is, seeing that it is the end. It is the end of the season. I call this episode El Fin de los Raptors, which is the end of the Raptors. So this is the end of the season, right? This is the end. Why don't you give me some highlights? Let's be a little positive here. So when we were in it, when our heart was on that skateboard hitting those jumps, you know what I mean? Like, give me some highlights of the year that really, like, still stick in your mind of, you know, this year, which has some good positive vibes, if you can remember any. For me, I got one I could start it off is okay. Darko's rant.
Oh,
when Darko went off in that rant, I was like, okay, I'm riding with this guy now.
Yes, that was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was beautiful.
That was a good rant. I also want to say Scotty's fourth quarter explosion against the Spurs. Yes, he came back from like 20 down. That was pretty awesome.
That was a great game. Mm-hmm. Yes,
that was a lot of fun.
That's when we went crazy. The episode we called it Made Man. Yeah. Like, hey, Scotty's a main man now.
That was fun. I don't know. Other than that, man, maybe like some of the trades, because it was just finally like a relief elf. You know, it's like we let it go, and it was just like good to let it go, and we got the new guys in. And I remember we played Cleveland the first game.
Yeah, we won.
I was so excited about that game. I actually went and like made sure I was like had my snacks ready, my food, my everything. I was sitting watching the pregame, man. I was watching the pregame. Yep. It wasn't just like, you know, I flipped it on and I just started watching like midway through the first or something like that. It was like
A lot of people were on that vibe because it truly was a restart, and we didn't really think it was coming, and then it came. It's like, oh, okay, well, let's see what happens here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I like that. What about you, Max?
Those couple.
Yeah,
I would say when we got quickly, I thought that was just like yes.
Yeah.
I was just I wasn't so excited for this season, but just for like how the team was coming together, like foundation, pieces. I felt like yes, that's something we're gonna hold on to. That's gonna grow with us. You know, we're gonna grow with him. We have Barnes. I just felt like, that was my most uplifting feeling of the year. You know, I felt that was my best feeling of the year when we got
quickly. Knowing we got quickly.
Yeah.
Because quickly is so nice, man. He is a perfect little piece. What did Bobby Webster say today? He says, well, he spoke on the core and moving forward. He says, well, we have three. And, of course, he's speaking on RJ quickly and Scotty.
There you go.
A lot of work to do. He goes, it's not just a couple of moves.
That's a lot of work.
He goes, we got about 5 to 10 big moves, like moves to do, right? And it's not going to be easy. So at least he's being honest about it. And he, you know, this is a huge offseason coming up. Huge.
Huge.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see which direction they go, who they bring in, who stays, who goes. I'm really looking forward to it. You talk about a fresh start. It's going to be a fresh start come next year. So on that note, boys, if there's anything else, any other vibes from these past two games, the end of the season, the tank, anything you'd really like rather forget about? Was there any vibe of
something that outfit that Scotty Barnes was wearing? I can't get it out my head.
The pink bell bottoms.
Yeah, like raincoat material type looking things. It was wild. I can't get it out of my head.
His pants look like that. I don't know if you can see that. pink. I remember that. Yeah, we sent that picture in the group chat like this. There's a problem here. Like, there's a problem here. There's a real problem here.
Because I was insult to injury, just insult to injury. You know, he's not playing. The whole thing just kind of fell apart this year, and there you are, wearing some kind of circus outfit. Try to pass it off as fashion.
Like little Ringling Brothers. Yeah. Oh, man, that was rough. It was rough. Like, come on, Mary. Can't be getting the laughs off of our like, bench, bro,
We're trying to defend you out here, bro. People were like, face of the league. Now they're looking at that outfit. Face of the league.
Face of what? Well, what about you, Aaron? Anything that you wished to forget that you went off on some good vibes? Or how about some stuff you just wish to forget?
I wish to forget that we waited so long to trade these guys. Because thinking about how we tanked the last month and a half of this season. Just to keep this pick that is very difficult to figure out who we'll have on this team next year from this draft.
Man.
Because at some point, we are going to have to give that pick to San Antonio, right?
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's next year or the year after, and assuming next year, you know, the class of next year is even better. Mm-hmm. Like, you got Cooper Flagg in there. You got a few other guys coming out.
That's
like,
the next year, right? That's not
the next year. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's like you're giving Spurs a better pick next year no matter what, right? Mm-hmm. And we aren't going to be good next year. So I'll call it right now. Like, it's going to be better than what it was this year, because this year we clearly went through a tanking period at the end.
Yeah.
But, you know, next year...
Hold on. I want you to predict next year to this.
I'm going to be honest, man. We are not going to be good next year. Like, listen, do I think we can win 30 or 35 games? Yes, as opposed to this season. But this is the only reason I will be wrong. If three guys make bigger leaps than expected, and we sign a couple of veteran guys that stick the young guys in place.
Bad boy.
So, we're going to need jumps from RJ. We're going to need jumps from Scotty. And we're going to need jumps from Quickly. And we're talking big jumps. Not just like leap year one to year two leaps. We're talking like year one to year four leaps.
Yeah.
So, this is going to be a big, big, you know, build.
Yeah, no,
it should be fun, because like you said, you got those guys that need to make that big jump. We have the coach who's got all the spotlight on him. We have a bunch of young, hungry guys that are going to be like, this is my chance. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of intensity on the Raptors. Yeah, can you turn that intensity into can you execute with all that intensity? That's going to be interesting to see.
That's a good question. Yeah. I think for me, what I wish to forget this year was actually kind of putting together everything you guys both just said, is that the bad vibes at the end, I just kind of wish that it wasn't such bad vibes at the end. And, you know, because it kind of ruined it. It kind of, you know, if the game, like the games were so bad. I was jumping into
unwatchable.
Unwatchable.
They were unwatchable. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. I think the Raptors fixed more games than Jonte Porter. So, I like, you can just call it what it is. Sir. Like, it's true. They put out garbage to lose on purpose. Yes, sir.
To make sure they lose.
Yeah.
Because you look gamblers at the two games they won. Gamblers and podcasters, you know, sweaty and sweatier. But you see the two games they won in that whole mashup of losses, right? Is those two games they won, they put in the guys, you know, they put in a couple of the core. That's when RJ and Quickie came back.
IQ
came back. So really, you think about it, is it come next year, the core comes back. Like I said last episode, is like we're locked down right now, but once everybody gets healthy and once everybody comes back and everybody comes home together, I think, you know, and with a fresh new mindset as well, they just shake the shit off. This bad vibes.
And on the bright side, the East sucks.
Yeah, right. Compared to the West, East, it's pretty crazy. Yeah,
the East sucks. It won't take much improvement for us to get 6, 7, 5 seed in the East. It won't take much improvement at all.
Or just get in, yeah. Because I do agree with Aaron on the fact it's not going to be great next year, but I think the year after that, I think they'll be able to tweak whatever they come up with now and tweak that. So I think this is a two-year pay, because you don't have 5 years anymore in the NBA to do a rebuild. You don't have that anymore.
Like, so, and my question for you guys is, like, who do you honestly see being good on the bench?
We don't have any bench. We only got three players.
That's what I'm saying, right? So it's literally like you got these three guys, these like stallions and thoroughbreds that you got to hope for a massive leap in terms of play. And then you got to hope that maybe we sign a few guys in the offseason, like veterans that, you know, come in.
Well, I like Jakob and Kelly being you know, amongst the crew. So
like I like them, but yeah. Like, are they good enough to win? That's the question.
Well, we'll see. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We'll like, yeah. We just don't know. It's all unknown, but I'm just saying on the bench,
Does Bruce Brown say that's a question?
Does he want to be here?
Does he want to be here? You know, there's a lot
Bruce Brown,
to do.
Bruce Brown's gone for sure. But
you think so?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm. And I think just to get the stink off, you know, and start fresh. And but I was watching Memphis play the Lakers the other night. Mm-hmm. Scottie Pippen Jr. was having a good game.
Yes, he's
and,
nice.
And Pippen,
what's his name? LaRavia?
Jake LaRavia, yeah.
Yeah. He was going nuts.
Yeah, he was going nuts, too. And I was like, okay, I don't know you. I don't know you. I don't know you. I don't know you. And so, you know, I think with a bunch of nobodies, just being willing to shift them out and bring in some new ones, I think we can, by the end of the year, just sort of be a middle of the Eastern Conference type of nothing as team, but, you know, much better than what we are now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think it'll be a better vibe for sure.
That's what I'm hoping for. I just want better vibes, man. I just want better vibes. Speaking of good vibes, so we spoke on a TJ McConnell mushroom trip on the last episode that my friend had, right? Where pass it behind the back, pass it from TJ, right? Fractals. But I have a question for you guys. You know, sometimes, you know, you have a rough day, your roof goes, and your fridge goes, and then your watch breaks, and then your kids are screaming, and then your wife's, like, burning the pasta sauce and cooking it a little too long, and it's just things aren't going exactly as planned, right? Do you know if there's anywhere that maybe I can find some capsules, legal capsules, that can maybe just calm this out just a little bit with my water? You know, I just want to drink a lot of water, but I'd like to find some, as the old folks call it, capsules. You know, as they like to call a theater, some capsules. You guys know of anywhere that I can find in the city that could help me out?
Easy.
Well, tell me about it. I need it.
Starts with a P. Second letter is an O.
Oh.
Second word starts with an S.
Yes.
Oh, we ain't spelling here. Popeye
supplements. All those antidepressive capsules you want to try to find, go to Popeye Supplements. Maybe they'll help you out. And
help perk you up.
Yeah, perk you up a little bit. Maybe it'll just be caffeine tablets. We'll see. So that means this is another episode of This or
That.
Yes, indeed. And you know what? I was thinking, okay, since it's in Miami, this one's going to be real fun. So I started off on the intro. You know what? No, we won't start there yet. What we'll do is we'll start here. We're going to do two Miami legends right now. And you know what? I was like, how do I do this where I can set it up where the boys can just absolutely eviscerate him? So I'm like, how do I put him up here on stage for the boys to eviscerate him? So you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna do it like this. Who do you got in a street fight? Steroid up Miami LeBron or steroid up Lockjaw Dwayne Wade? Who do you got? LeBron or Dwayne Wade in a street fight after a couple of drinks at Liv?
Okay, I got my answer. Okay.
Who do you got? All right. Who do you got then, Max P? Who do you got?
My answer is Dwayne Wade because Gabriel Union will step in and smash that nigga over the head with a bottle. That's what's going to happen. You know it.
That's true.
She gonna fight that fight for him.
Yeah, it's gonna be makeup flying all over the place. Everything out of her purse is gonna be on the ground. And
you know, we're in a new era. A man can't fight his own fight no more. That's old school.
Is it old school? Man, that's crazy.
No, I'm talking about in the atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
In reality, we all know what it is and what it ain't.
that's true. All right, so you got Gabriel Union 1, LeBron Nata.
Well said, zero. Well said.
Yeah, A-Rod, who you got? LeBron in a street fight. This is, keep in mind, this is when they were both on all those steroids, untraceable Miami steroids. They call it heat culture.
And they still got beat by Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah, exactly.
No. They got beat by J.J. Barea, man.
Oh, J.J. Wow. And Dirk were just eating corn. Yeah.
Had him in the post. Had him in the post and passed it out.
Yeah.
Well,
who do you got, A-Rock?
I'm going to go with LeBron, man.
You're going to go LeBron. Look at the flex. Look at the flex. Did you see that dunk he did on Memphis that other night? That pissed me off, man. Yeah. Oh, you got us, LeBron. For all your haters, they were pissed when they see that, man. Whatever. Keep going.
I'm still going to go with LeBron, man. At that point in time, man, he was unstoppable.
Freight train.
Minus the 2011 finals. I think it was 2011, right? Or 2010?
I think 2011 sounds right.
It was one of those years, man. I just can't remember which one off the top of my head. But you know what? That guy was, he was unstoppable at the time. And you know what? After he's done beating Dwayne Wade, he'll be like, not once, not twice, not three, not four. I'll beat your ass some more, man.
All right, so you got Gabriel Union 1, LeBron 1, and I'm gonna have to break some sort I gotta give it to somebody, right? I don't like either of them. I'm not a Dwayne Wade fan, and I'm not a LeBron fan. As our listeners may know, I'm not a LeBron fan. So what I am gonna say here is, in a real street fight between these two, this is what's gonna happen. LeBron is going to be wearing his headband, right? Because he just at this point is just not taking it off. And Dwayne's going to snatch the headband off, and he's going to start talking about his hairline. And this is going to infuriate LeBron. It's going to infuriate him. And Dwayne's going to laugh at him with that huge jaw, and he's going to start laughing, which makes LeBron even more infuriated, right? So LeBron doesn't know what to do, and Gabrielle starts talking about his hairline, saying, your hairline looks crazy. What are you doing? You need to go to Turkey and get that shit fixed, LeBron.
Turkey?
You need to go to Turkey and spend some of that Nike money, LeBron, and get your hairline fixed. So LeBron's getting pissed, right? He's getting pissed. His hands are starting to sweat like they always do, right? Even when he's doing nothing. And he's like, okay, you know what? I've had enough of this shit. And then Bronny comes in the mix, says, Dad, don't. I'm sick and tired of you being so angry. I'm sick and tired of you. Stop. And jumps in between the two of them, pulls out his guitar, and starts playing a song for LeBron. Starts strumming on his thing, saying, Daddy, you gotta stop being like this. You gotta get your hair fixed. And sends him to Turkey, sends him for some therapy, and sends him out of L.A., sends him to Europe to go hang out with Hedo and get his shit fixed. So it's not even going to be a fight. It's going to be a mental fight for LeBron. He needs to get fixed. Yeah.
Sounds like a cutscene from National Lampoon, Chevy Chase, 80s style, exactly, classic, right? Family movie type stuff going on right there.
Keep it like real, like after school special type vibe. Remember those? All right, so we'll get out of there. So since we're in Miami, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but I'm actually a huge, it's strange, I'm a huge salsa and like merengue fan. It's like I bang this shit out of my car like loud. Okay, and since we're in Miami, I wanted to bring up a few of the artists that I listen to and to give them some respect. And it's not so much that they're from Miami. One of them is Willie Colon. Willie Colon. Okay. And I don't know if you've ever heard of Willie Colon, but Willie is a legend, an absolute legend in this community, in the salsa community. And he played, I believe he's played the trombone. That's where he gets his mark. And
that is a great album cover, by the way.
Yeah. Well, you should see. Just look up Willie Colon and just look at all of his album covers. They're just the most gangster ass just album covers you ever seen. He was wanted by the FBI.
You know something about cocaine?
La Gran Fuga, Willie Colon.
Some Colombians, they got two keys. If it is what they say it is, you buy it, you bring it back.
And this is my favorite song, his La Marga. And this is one of the hardest songs you'll ever hear. Like, I was talking about Johnny Cash before. This one right here, that's just the intro.
Beat goes hard.
Wow. Just wait for it. Wait for it.
So I'm starting to hear where some of those Miami guys get their sound from a little bit.
Okay, that's why they dress the way they dress right here. Here it is.
Okay. Because Miami guys got big beats, you know?
Oof. What? This is the craziness. Wait till he comes in and else with it. Oh, come on, man.
Now, this is Little Black Radio in Brooklyn on a hot summer night.
That's what all I'm saying, night, man. Willie Colon. So if you don't know, now you know. Go to Spotify, go to iTunes, wherever you find your music, and look up Willie Colon and change your life starting today, Sunday night. Willie
good
Colon.
Good vibes.
Man, good vibes. Next is my second favorite. This is Joe Batten. His name is Joe Batten. And he is also from New York, but on the same vibe. And he has, you know how everybody has their list, right, of that the soundtrack of their life? And I don't know if you could do it, but I could make possibly 20 of my top songs. I could put it on my soundtrack of my life. And this one right here, this song, is from Joe Batten. And this song is probably top 5 of my songs all time. And
That's heavy. Mujer, that's a lot of songs out here.
Mia Mujer, which is my woman. This has been sampled far too many times.
This is from the 70s, right?
Man, yes, indeed. And man, this song right here is one of those
Curtis Mayfield, Willie Hutch. Wow, that's dope. I like that sound.
I remember I had it playing in the car one time. My mom was in the car, and she stopped even. And that's Stevie Nicks. My mom was a singer, right? And she's like, that song right there, what is that? And I had to tell her, and then she ended up putting this on her list. But
you got some Isaac Hayes vibe in there, too.
And that's his voice, man.
Okay.
But yeah, so Joe Batten. Look him up.
Yes.
That's the vibe, you know what I mean? And this is the album that's on, South Soul. And you can find that song, Mi Mujer, My Woman, by Joe Batten.
That's dope the way he blends the two styles together like that. That sounded amazing.
Yeah, that's one of those tunes, man.
Some salsa.
Yes. So what do you think of? I'm going to ask you guys a question right now. What do you think of when you look at that picture? Miami Beach, the white sand, the buildings, the beaches. What do you think of? What strikes in your head, Miami? What do you think of?
I know what I'm thinking. Oh, man.
First, A-Rod. We'll wait on that, Max. A-Rod. What do you think?
All I'm thinking about is, how'd you get that scar on your face, tough guy?
Hey.
eating pineapple. That's the edited version.
That's it. That's what I'm saying, man. Maybe Pablo Escobar. Maybe Griselda Blanca. Blanco from the Medellin cartel. Now, this is, I wanted to give a shout out to, before we hit you, Max, on what comes to your vibe is, first thing that comes to my head is cocaine. And so I just wanted to bring Griselda Blanca. She was the boss. Griselda Blanco from the Medellin cartel was the boss in Miami. And listen to this stat. When she was at the top of her game annually per month, she was bringing in $80 million per month.
Sheesh.
Annually.
So now in today's money, that's probably like, 150?
God. Yeah, so she ended up getting shot in Medellin, in Colombia, and in Medellin. And rest in peace to a legend in the coke game, as well as Pablo Escobar, who was also part of the Medellin cartel. Everybody knows the story with him. But the reason I say cocaine is because, quick story, long story short, I just wanted to throw this out there. When I was in college, my college dorm was a stash house, and I wasn't selling anything. It was just a guy that was my roommate.
Statue of limitations.
Yeah. He was from Windsor. That's all I'll say. He was in the game. And with the guy, the boss of the town that I went to school at, he's this older guy, this older Italian guy. And he was cool with this guy from Windsor. So our dorm, you know, ended up being the spot, the Stash House, right? So after partying so many nights, I ended up very cool with the boss. This guy's Italian guy, right? He owned a bunch of coffee shops in the town. We ended up cool because he knew I was Italian, Stortini. Get it, got stories, boom, 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 back and forth. So there was one night where I came home from a late night of partying, and I was feeling real good, but I was real drunk, a little tipsy, got into the door. I was like, I just want to see. He was in there with six, seven strippers, right? And I look in the living room, and there is a pile. I'm talking a pile of cocaine in the
like middle Tony Montana of my dorm. And them?
Like, yes, a pile. And wow. He had all these strippers. He's like, Ben. He's like, he didn't talk like this. He had the Italian accent. I'm just stuck in this zone right now. He's like, Ben, go sit down. Come on, some of this. And he's like going off, right? And his face is all red. He's just about to have a nosebleed. All the girls are just pretty much making out. I think he was listening to some stupid music, like Nelly or something like that. Like some, you know what I mean? Like some real dumb shit just to get the girls going. You know what I mean? Like partying here, that type of shit.
Yeah.
Petey Pablo or something. So, I don't know what it was. Anyways, so I was like, no, I got to call it. I'm calling the night. So I go upstairs and I try to get some sleep, right? And then he went out to the club, took the girls, right? So I ended up waking up in the middle of the night, and I moved my desk where my bed was and my bed where my desk was. And I got up, went, took a piss, jumped back in my bed, but I jumped into my desk. And I got a scar right here. I still have the scar right here. So I was like, oh my God, I thought I lost my eye. I'm looking around my room. I'm like, oh my God, this is fucking crazy. So good thing my one friend was still in our dorm, right? He's like, he comes to you, what the fuck happened to you? I'm like, I don't know. I just jumped into my desk. He's like, we got to get you to a hospital. So we run out of the dorm. We're outside. I'm like covering my eye. And he's like, oh, we got to get you. All of a sudden, boss with the girls is coming back.
Okay.
He's fucked. He is fucked up, right? High out of his skull. He's got like 8 girls with him, out of his mind, nose bleeding. He's like, what happened to you? He's like, this is a, what's happened to you? What's going on? What happened to you? He's like, who the fuck needs to die? Swear to God, pulled out his gun and lit shots in the air. At my college, he gets shots out. Like, who needs to die tonight? I'm like, no. I just jumped into my desk. He's like, oh, he can't even breathe. His heart's like, he's like, I gotta go sit down. That was the end of the story, man. This guy, I swear to God, that happened. It's like, oh, man, yeah. So that's why, it was so crazy. That guy was madness. He would see me in the club. He'd be like, you remember back in the day, girls wore those shirts with the strings at the back and they tie them up? He'd be like, I'll give you $200 right now. You go pull that girl's string right there. So I'm like, fuck. It's like this. Pay $200. He said, I want you to make me a song for one of my girls right here. So I go and I just take lyrics from another song, switch the name out, and give it to him. $200. Boom. That's how I got through college, man. He just paying me for some like, dumb stuff. But if he's listening, I loved you for that, man. I was hungry, and you paid for a lot of food, man. I appreciate that.
That's my story.
So Griselda, that's why I got respect for you.
Cash money.
We need bosses. Anyways, Max B, what do you think of when you Miami? So what is your vibe? What is your vibe in Miami?
I'm gonna go with the clean one. Mm-hmm.
yes, so, sorry about that.
And I'm just thinking of like a white guy, balding, short shorts, tank top.
Yeah.
Wife just kicked him out the crib. Got nothing but a couple of receipts in his pocket. He's on the beach and it's just beautiful. Everybody's having a ball and this guy's in complete hell.
and then boom,
you know, every drug dealer knows this place, you know, where it's like, fuck it. and you make that leap, you know, and you start doing what you do. Yeah. And you start out doing super, super crazy stuff. Like, you're going to go to jail. Somehow you stay free. And next thing you know, you're rolling. And every drug dealer has their run.
Yes.
It might be a couple of years. It might be a couple of months. But every drug dealer has their run. Mm-hmm. And if you try to extend that run, you're locked up or you're dead.
That's what I'm saying. So you always root for them when you're watching that. It's just, get out now. Now is your chance. Leave the game.
The come up in a gangster movie is always my favorite. Like, they just finished with the struggling, and they've just got to the place where, like, they're good now, and none of the bad stuff has started yet.
Yeah.
the best the part of a movie.
Yeah.
And for anybody who hasn't watched Blow, after he gets home and he lays down in the bed with his wife, cut that movie off right there. Just leave it alone. Yeah. It's a great movie. Just leave it alone.
That is one of the greatest gangster movies. I love that movie, man. Blow, the soundtrack to Blow is incredible as well.
Yeah. They did such a good job with the come up on that movie.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go back to basketball here. We'll stay Miami, but I was looking at the roster. I thought we could talk about the most typical people, Alonzo Mourning, blah, 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 blah. No. We're going to talk about Dan Majerle.
Okay. Dan
Majerle with a J.
So, Thunder, you know, Dan.
Yeah, Thunder Dan, man. What do you guys remember about Thunder Dan and his career? Any memories of Dan Majerle?
Man, I hated playing him on NBA Live. That was all I ever remember as a kid, man.
What, he didn't miss?
No, it's just like, I just hated having him on the other team. It just bothered me all the time. I don't know why. It was just maybe one of those things when you were a kid. Like, you just, like, I respected him, but I just hated him, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of Tim Duncan took over that role for me later on.
Okay, you hated on Tim Duncan.
Yeah. You really didn't like Dan Majerle then.
Yeah. Just something about it, man. I don't know what it was. Can't explain it, but, you know, you're just a kid.
He had, like, a tough guy thing. But it was kind of like a YMCA tough guy thing. I don't know.
Yes, he had that vibes. And I didn't like Dan Majerle. But he dunked on somebody one time. And I said, you know something? You all right, man. He all right.
He's and then kind of squarish.
And then as he retired, people sort of looked back fondly on Dan Majerle. But really, when he was playing, A-Rod's right on the money. Like, nobody was really rocking with Dan Majerle.
No,
like
yeah, no. You're right. That's why I wanted to bring him up, because I just couldn't. He was kind of annoying. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
He kind of reminded me of Willie Nelson in White Man Can't Jump.
Yeah. But Woody Harrelson. You taught me about Woody, about what happened with his dad, and his dad was a shooter for
crazy,
the mob.
Crazy
and
stuff.
Now I kind of like Woody. Yeah. Because I would have jumped on that and just scorched him, but. How about Harold Miner, boys? You remember Harold Miner?
Yeah. Baby Jordan.
Got some dunks on him, that's for sure.
He sure did. He won that dunk contest, didn't he?
Yeah.
I think he won two, didn't he? He was in two, for sure.
Yeah, he was in two. He won one for sure.
Okay. It was this one that he won. He had that big...
That was a great dunk right there. That was crazy.
Yeah, he went hard in that dunk contest. Harold Miner. Now, what I don't remember, did Harold Miner have actual game, though? He did win
two. 93-95. Let's go.
He won two dunk
contests. Yeah. I had a feeling he won two. But no, he didn't have game. I remember watching Miami games. And, Harold Miner didn't have game.
He didn't. Nah.
He was always in a rush.
Good memory, man. See, I don't remember.
I don't remember much about his game, to be honest, because when I think back to the Heat days, like, I always think of Tim Hardaway.
And then I think
of Alonzo Mourning and P.J. Brown.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
My mind doesn't really go towards Harold Miner or...
Yeah.
He had a buzz on him for a little bit, but I remember watching him saying, nah, he ain't it.
Yeah, he wasn't. And I do remember that. He wasn't it.
Yeah, we all knew those guys that could jump out the gym, but they weren't on the school basketball team, you know? We all knew those guys.
Man, yeah, that's so true. That was Harold Miner. He sneaked in.
Yeah.
He sneaked in. That's hilarious. I'm trying to remember the guy's name. That I know that guy who was growing up. Yeah, it's escaped me, but that's so true. We all know that guy, but he just couldn't play.
Couldn't play, but you know, you catch him on the court, he might just rip one on you.
You give him a volleyball, it's game over too, because he can grab that shit. Yeah,
for sure.
I also, you know, like when I think back to old Miami games, I think of like just random guys like Steve Smith, especially later on when he went to Atlanta.
Who else?
And maybe like I don't know, maybe
Brian Shaw.
Yeah. I remember him on the L.A.
Chris Gatling.
I also remember Bimbo Coles, but mostly for his
name. Bimbo Coles.
Yeah.
What a name. Yeah,
Bimbo Coles. That's cold-blooded, man. You name your kid Bimbo. That's cold-blooded.
What are you doing, man? You know, we're going to call him Peter. We're going to call him Polly. No. Bimbo.
Yeah. But hey, your name is your name.
Yeah, shout out.
You got to work with it. You got to work with it.
Like I tell my son every night before I put him to bed, just be confident. Be confident, be confident, be confident. And you know what? You could rock with Bimbo. Mm-hmm. All right, boys, that's it for this or that.
Yes, and, yes.
Brought to you by Popeye Supplements for the end of the year. We got it. Popeye's, he really helped us out with a lot of different issues with irritations. You had some itch. You had the itch, you know. Popeye's, he really helped out my friend with his itch problem after the war.
Yep. Bussing too quick. What else? What bussing else we help quick, folks out here with, man?
Smell the stank. Oh, teeth. Like, sorry, like breaking teeth on bananas.
Yeah.
What else? Popeye's helped out with a lot, man.
A lot of stuff. Yeah. Popeye's is like this one stop shop right there.
Yeah. Thank you, Popeye's.
Exceptional chain.
Shit everywhere. Guys shitting themselves while running. Like, thank you, Popeye's. You really helped us out this year. You know, and they sell protein as well for listeners. Like, they actually do sell protein. I do get my protein from Popeye's, and it's delicious. So,
from what I hear, protein is very important.
Yeah, very important. Very important.
All these ladies on their diet talking about their protein and their protein. Oh, man.
The protein, this and that. All right, so let's get out of there. So, what we're going to do instead of going, we are going to go around the NBA, but we are going to go around the NBA in what happened today in the madness, as A-Rod put it before we hit record. The seedings, the madness today of everybody shifting and who's playing who in the upcoming NBA playoffs. So, A-Rod, I want you to, I want you to run it down. What, for the listeners, maybe some people that don't know what happened today going forth into these NBA playoffs.
I'm gonna make it short. Make it sweet. Hey, here we go. So,
let's go.
Lakers fucked up. They won today. They are now officially the 8th seed. They are playing New Orleans again for the right to be the 7, who is Denver, and who will sweep their ass if they win. So,
did
what should
really,
the Lakers
really
do? Yes. So, what should the Lakers really do? Lose on Tuesday. Lose on Tuesday, Lakers, beat the Kings or the Warriors, and you play the OKC Thunder, who you have a very, very advantageous matchup with. Because nobody can touch AD in the paint on that team, and LeBron can drive in at free will and look like he's 20 years old again. So, that's for the Lakers. Second thing, Milwaukee, you fucked up. Why are you playing the Pacers by losing today to the Magic? So, now that you're playing the Pacers, Giannis can't come back and play. Or actually, not Giannis, Yanni for all the Greeks listening.
Yanni.
Because you do not pronounce the S. Otherwise, it's like saying John's.
John's Antetokounmpo.
Yeah. Yanni can't come back because that calf injury is no joke, man. You might end up like KD. Knock on wood. Hopefully, it doesn't happen. We don't want to see that because we love Greek Freak. You're playing the Pacers, who run and gun, and that is not a good team to come back and play with, especially when you're coming off an injury. And Dame Lillard is washed up. You heard it here, folks.
Ooh,
right here.
Wait,
he is washed up.
You just got to say Dame Lillard is
it's not a hot take,
up.
Man. He's washed up.
I agree.
I don't care if he's going through a divorce or whatever he's going through in the year. He's washed up, man.
You ain't the first player to go through a divorce.
Yeah, you ain't the first guy.
Exactly.
Guys have been playing through far worse shit than a divorce. And they still play better than what they are. This guy looks absolutely washed up, man. So, will he have one or two games to prove me wrong? Absolutely. Will Milwaukee win? Hell no, because they're with Doc Rivers. Man. So, those are my two takes on the playoffs, man. But best series, though. Best series of the playoffs? Dallas and the Clippers, man. Let's go.
Okay.
All right, Max P, give me a rundown. What do you see coming on into these upcoming playoffs? Who do you want to see win? Who do you want to see lose? Who's going to get their ass whooped? Hit me.
Man, my room's still shaking after that Dame Lillard take. Whoa.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's why I put the dizzy music on. We feel a little dizzy right now.
It's all good. I popped the edible. It's just
Wait, right. Hold on. What did you say after he said this? You ain't the first player to go through a divorce.
Divorce?
Damn. It's true.
Like,
Facts.
Stop it. Yeah. I mean, like, it was real talk. I mean, you know, people, I love kids, but I know when folks who have kids use kids as a crutch, because they'll just kind of use the kids as every single excuse for every single thing that goes wrong. It's like, hey, wait a minute. There's like millions of kids on the planet. Why? What's up with all this? You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
But, you know, so parents, stop leaning on your kids for that. Like, come on now. Let's take some responsibility, y'all. And when it comes to the playoffs, I'm going with my best series is going to be the one that New York is in.
Against Philly. Maybe Philly.
New York is the kind of team that's just going to have to scratch and claw. Jalen Brunson works so hard to score his baskets. It's just, man, I get so tired of watching that guy play.
Do you think Tibbs survives? Like, literally survives?
Yes, because New Yorkers are going to... I think New Yorkers have a sentimental thing with Tibbs now that's protecting him. Okay. I think he's going to have two bad seasons in a row before people just say, you know what, we're out of love with you, Tibbs. Mm-hmm. Which is bad for New York. Because Tibbs is not going to get you to the promised land. But New York always falls in love with cats and they hold on to them too long. Yeah. I think that's what's going to happen with Tibbs in New York.
Yeah.
They're not going to move on when they need to. But, yeah.
I like that. And you know what? Make a take right now. When do you think the Raptors will make the playoffs again? When do we end it on that? How many years is it going to take? You think next year the Raptors are going to make it?
Yep. But it's going to be like a low seed.
We're going to clip this. Okay. All right. A-Rod, what about you? What do you think? Like, realistically. So, Max is saying next year they're going to slip in.
I'm going to say two or three. I don't know if Darko's the guy.
Oof.
I don't know if Darko's the guy either.
I
haven't
seen enough, like, where I'm just being like, I understand what they're trying to do with the team, how they want to play. Like, do they believe in this guy? Like... Again, it's all hearsay. We got to see next year how they come out. Like, are they going to be healthy? There's so many variables, right? But for me, like, just based on what I've seen, I don't like the current roster that we have. And I do not like the coach for the current roster. It just feels off. Like, I mean, you can't be losing by fucking 45 points, man, every night. It doesn't matter if you're with G Leaguers or not. Because you know what? In all fairness... Yeah, you're clearly trying to tank and lose, and you have G Leaguers playing. But look at Memphis. These guys had, like, fucking peanut butter and jelly sandwiches playing all year, and they're giving everybody games. Yeah. When was the last time they got blown out by over 40?
That's you know, true.
And we're talking G League rosters, man. Yeah. Look at their roster, 1 through 8. They're playing with 8-man rotations and still giving people games.
Talking about Memphis right now. Yeah, these are a lot of 10-day contract guys, too. A lot of them two ways that couldn't even play every game.
That's what I'm saying, man.
It's wild, man.
Like, who the fuck is G.G. Jackson?
Yeah, 18. I don't know, but... did a few things, but you know?
But the Memphis coach has been there for a while.
So I'm willing to give Darko the time, but I don't know if he's a guy.
They're the kind of team that... They're very good with their lower G League type... Whatever their G League team is, Memphis does a good job with that team.
They do. They do.
Yeah, they've been a deep team for... at least 3 or 4 years now. Like, they do a really good job of bringing in, who the hell is this guy, you know? Hopefully Darko can build something. It's he ain't got much time.
No, he doesn't.
But I'm starting the clock next year on Darko. I'm going to give him a pass.
You're going to give him one more year?
I mean, I'm starting the clock next year for Darko. I'm not really going to judge what happened this year.
My prediction... for the Raptors is this, and I want people to clip this because I feel like I just stepped into the future after the week that I had, and I saw what's going to happen, and it's going to be simple. I'm going to do it quick. Watch how quick this is. Watch out, because I had some time to think while I was laying in bed when I couldn't sleep because I was thinking about all the goddamn money I'm going to have to spend on all this bullshit, right? So here it is. This is what's going to happen. Darko is going to win Coach of the Year.
Whoa!
In 3 years.
In 3 years. Oh, in 3 years.
I gotta log out of here. Oh, my God. Oh, man. Shut it down, man.
He's gonna win the COY. It's our COTY in 3 years. And you know why?
Let's go.
Because of the shit Bobby Webster and Masai are going to do. Because Masai, what I saw in him after he made the trade with Pascal, when he made the trade with OG, and it looked like he lost sons. He lost children. He lost a part of his soul. And a part of his soul is basketball and is winning. And what he wants most is to win. And when he gets angry and he starts losing like this, we've seen what he gets like. He doesn't speak to his wife. His wife doesn't get to see Masai very often. And what he's going to do, he's going to put everything out. This is his last thing. He wants it one more time. He wants it bad. And he's going to put it on Bobby. And he's going to look Bobby in the eyes. He's like, look at me. We got to make this work. It's going to be in 2 years, and in 3 years, watch, Darko's going to get Coach of the Year. Raptors won't make the playoffs. The Raptors will make the playoffs next year. Okay, there. Raptors make the playoffs next year. God knows what they do. They'll be better in 2 years. Darko, Coach of the Year, 3 years from now. Boom.
Wow.
There we go. Boom. I don't know, man.
I can't see that far in the future.
Evidently, I can. I don't know.
Hey, man. It's looking bright over there.
Well, this was fun, boys. This was a fun year. We had a lot of fun. We went over a lot of shit. And you know what? We ride through this whole season. And this was not an easy season to talk about the Toronto Raptors. So I want to salute you two. I want to salute you, A-Rod. I want to salute you, Max B, because we built something here. And this was a lot of fun. And we're going to keep this up because I can't tell you anybody else who I'd want to ride with and talk hoops and talk life and talk music and everything in between with is you two guys, because this has been a blast, man.
Yes.
And to people asking, I've said it before, I've mentioned it before, we will be here for the playoffs. So we are going to speak on the playoffs, even though the Raptors are dead and gone and down in Miami and trying to rebuild whatever they want to rebuild with Jonte and make some money and do what they got to do. We're going to stay here in the NBA and see what we can do with the playoffs and still give it to you twice a week. So we're here, and thank you so much for riding with us. Max P, you want to say anything before we sign off? A-Rod, you guys, before we go?
Jonte, when you go to the casino, always bet on black. Somebody brought up that Wesley Snipes line the other day. They said it's one of the best movie lines ever. I said, you know what? It might be a bad movie, but that line.
Black man. What you ready? Right? Anybody you want to shout out? Whatever.
I just want to shout out you boys for a fun year. Got to see where the future takes us. And you know what? People, watch basketball. Do not watch basketball just to bet on it, please.
Just
watch basketball.
Let's bring back the love, man.
At least, you know, if you're going to not bet on it and you're just going to hate on it with a passion, man, and enjoy it. You know, hate on some players. I don't give a shit what you do.
That's one of the best
things. As long as you enjoy it, man. Just don't, you know, always have to put some money on it and just be pissy all the time, you know?
Mm-hmm. How'd you say that again? That's the quote of the episode. How'd you say that again? Watch the game for the love of it, not to bet on it.
Just watch it, man. Because it's too many commercials and too much bullshit, man. Just watch the game and enjoy it, or don't enjoy it. I don't know, get mad, but just don't fucking put money on it all the time and just struggle with it. So
yeah, that's intense, putting money on these clowns. Yeah, you see what Jonte did this year. That's intense, man. You gotta be careful.
Yeah, kids, watch that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, don't be on the side of that. Be on the other side of that. And on that note, boys, let's sign off. That was a beautiful way to sign off. We will see you during the playoffs, but that's it for this Raptors season. Hopefully they come back from their bid all healthy and clean and ready to go next year. So to all you listeners out there, all you Raptors fans who struggled through this year, we salute you, and we will see you next season. And that is it. This was the 82nd game. This was it. This was the end of the line for the Toronto Raptors. And this was the Sports Ethos Toronto Raptor Podcast. And we are your hosts, Mr. El Hoopo, A-Rod, and Max P. We salute you for listening. And please continue to listen throughout the playoffs. And if you want to see the videos, go to YouTube and look us up. Bye-bye.